new story about today. Bulger can't talk.
Oh, yeah.
James Bulger, he's no voice. Barry Murphy with me as well. You were the Mayor Fearn today, Barry. You had to do a lot of the running.
Bit of a job on my hands there. I was trying
to keep him quiet.
I was doing the running with breaks and play, and I had to keep James Bulger under control as well, so it's not an easy job. But sure, look, we got there in the end anyway, Liam, so it's unbelievable. The whole parish here is, there's people coming out of the woodwork here that we haven't seen in years, so it's unbelievable. Can't believe it now.
James, you said before the game that the lads played up to their well as they could, they'd win the game, and you were right.
Soft apologies now, Liam. My voice is a little bit gone.
I wasn't joking when I said that.
Absolutely not. I just went in the last minute there, along with me heart. We were poor in the first half, Liam. Very poor. They could have been, the game could have been
over. They had six goal
time.
Chances in the game.
But I thought we were exceptional in the second half. We begged them at half time to have no regrets and don't be in the dressing room saying I could have done this and that. The work rate there, the conditions are absolutely as bad as you'd ever see, I think. Now, the pitch was good, but the conditions, there was rain.
Greasy ball. The worst thing you want as a footballer, isn't it?
Sure, what was the final score, actually? We won by one.
We won by one. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, but absolutely, absolutely fantastically. Man, you know, 2 weeks' time now, we'll knuckle down again Tuesday night, and we'll go ahead and train a couple of days next weekend. But imagine little old rural club, Nolan Crow Park, you know. Jesus Christ.
It's magic, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. And thanks very much, Liam. I won't say any more now tonight. Catch up with you during the week.
Barry, you were saying how relaxed the boys were at half time in the dressing room, funny enough.
Yeah, it was just, they were unbelievably. I was kind of, I didn't know if we should be worried or it was a good thing, but they were just unbelievably composed, Liam. They went in, they sat down, they had a rest, they were just relaxed, and they just started to talk about all the things. A few of the guys started talking about what we were doing wrong, what we were doing right, try to get the mistakes right. There was some good performance in the first half, and there was some bad ones, but and they're a good side. Like, we had watched some videos of myself and James, we probably had ourselves, and Tony and Tom Michael, we had ourselves probably drove mad watching videos of them the last few weeks. But we knew they had danger men. They had number 10, who I think, Donnelly chap, who
the Monaghan squad,
he was very good. We knew he was going to be dangerous, and straight away in the first half, they, instead of playing him half forward, they put him in on the edge of the square and left him in there for most of the half.
That's it.
And it was probably something they tried, and they were obviously going for goals in the first 10 or 15 minutes. But look, they had a very fit team. They're Ulster champions. They're you know, football is in their blood up there. So for us to come up here today and beat an Ulster team, whoever way we've done it, I just think it's unbelievable. It's testament to James and the whole office and everybody on the team, and the whole Robbie, the backroom team, everybody. It's just been a monumental effort from everybody just to get to where we are today. And it's just, look, it hasn't even sank in yet that we're going to be playing in Croke Park. And we just, a few lads said to me on the field, they'd love to be a fly on the wall to hear James Bulger talking in the dressing room before. So
they won't be able to hear him talking after today anyway.
one good friend of mine said it could break the internet if it was released onto the YouTube or something like that. But look, it's just unbelievable for the whole club, all the children here, it's a whole club, it's really uniting us all together. So it's unbelievable stuff. Yeah.
How important was it to get Danny Martin Carroll on the field?
Sure, it was just massive. James was a believer.
Some effort by him to make it.
Yeah, look,
when you saw his ankle, 3 weeks ago,
he proper went over on his ankle. It was a very bad injury. I would have said no way. He was adamant. He went and he got any herbal remedy. He went to chirotherapy. He was doing anything possible. Yeah, he done everything that he could do. And to be fair to James, he just said from day one, you're going to be back, Danny. Simple as that. It's not an option. So. It was probably his best performance, I think, James, of the year. I don't remember him playing better this year. And even his handling, considering how wet a day was, and they had a reasonably good fella middle of the field. And I don't know if he went off with injury or whatever, but he was taken off. Danny's man was taken off at half time. So that just proves the type of game he had today.
But you know, you've a super squad, so you know that when you have a problem on the field, you can bring on subs, and you use them. Again, you used five today.
Yeah, we used Aaron Ryan, and Aaron always makes an impact when he came on. Ollie Bulger then was brought on. We brought Holly on wing back and pushed Brian Cody corner back with about 10 minutes to go, and Ollie won 2-3 possessions there, and he steadied the ship when he came on as well. But look, we were composed at the end. I thought a few decisions probably went again as at the end. I thought it was teeing up for a draw on extra time. But look, we got there in the end. Ty Cody got through. Put the head down, got through with a great score near the end when it was badly needed. But no, look, the whole team, the work rate, I thought
it was phenomenal.
Phenomenal. They had those.
You can only do that sometimes if you're fit. If you're fit, and that proves that the lads are seriously fit.
For certain, yeah. No, they're fit. They've given everything. Trend's been good. They've all trained. There've been savage numbers there, as everybody knows. James has been saying every day. There's just been savage numbers there for the last field. The lads are just tearing to go. They train probably every night of the week if you let them at the minute. They don't want to come off the field when trend's over. It's just look. It's like the lads are trying to hold him. It's brilliant. It's brilliant for me. James got me in this year. It's absolutely brilliant that he got me to come in. I'm delighted to be involved. They're a great bunch of lads, and it's just unbelievable.
Nothing different now for the final, James. You'll still keep the same.
My voice hasn't come back, by the way. Absolutely nothing. We'll train Tuesday night. We'll train Friday night. We'll train Sunday. And do a bit next Tuesday night and up to Crow Park then, and we look forward to it. And we're not going up to Crow Park for the day out, let me tell you, Liam. I can promise you that.
No, and I think the opposition and all that as well. Listen,
who got through, Liam?
We're not sure yet, Barry. So, listen, the best of luck anyway, lads. Well done today.
I just need to commend our supporters.
They were fantastic, weren't they?
Unbelievable. Yeah. I've been saying it all along, maybe not saying it enough. Unbelievable, the support, young and old, you know. I don't know how many Bulgers were here today alone. They nearly filled the stand. Before mother and father, Murphy's, everyone. But no, the crowd again, and the roar of the crowd there. And it is getting us over the line. It is getting us over. You can ask the players.
Absolutely.
So, Liam, thank you so much.
Well done, lads. Enjoy.
Thanks, Liam.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks, lads.